Lesson 128. Hyphened or hyphenated compounds. For example, a 10-minute talk. Spoon. As further examples of hyphened compounds, we have a 10-minute talk on politics, meaning a talk that lasts 10 minutes. A 5-mile ride in the country, meaning a ride of 5 miles. A 10-year-old boy, meaning a boy of 10 years old. And, of course, we also have hyphened compounds composed of two nouns, such as ashtray, tablespoon, chairleg, and penfriend. Give me some further examples of hyphened compounds, please.
A 3-roomed flat. A slow-moving train. A 10-minute wait. An ashtray. A tablespoon.
The English monetary system. Unit, penny, pence, shilling. The English monetary system has now changed somewhat, but when reading old books, it will be the old system that will be referred to, and so it is well to know something of that system, which was simply as follows. The three basic units were the penny, the shilling, and the pound. 12 pennies made a shilling, and 20 shillings made a pound. What were the three basic units of the English monetary system?
The three basic units of the English monetary system were the penny, the shilling, and the pound.
How many pennies made a shilling?
12 pennies made a shilling.
How many shillings made a pound?
20 shillings made a pound.
The word penny has two plurals, pennies and pence. When speaking about the actual coins, we say, for example, I will give you 6 pennies, that is, 6 coins. But when speaking about value and not the actual coins, we say, for example, this pencil costs 10 pence. What are the two plurals of the word penny?
The two plurals of the word penny are pennies and pence.
The monetary system used today is much simpler. The shilling has gone, leaving 100 pennies to make £1. And instead of saying pennies or pence, people usually say just the letter P. For example, this pencil costs 90p. In the monetary system used today, how many pennies make a pound?
In the monetary system used today, 100 pennies make a pound.
Doubling consonants. Overcome, slow down, natural, pick up, forbid, forbade, forbidden, gather speed, peculiar, peculiarity, suffix, sunny. As you have already seen, English spelling is no easy matter, and so the best way, perhaps, to overcome the difficulty is not by learning rules, which often confuse rather than help, and slow down the natural speed at which the language should be used, but by noting carefully how each individual word is spelt and how it behaves when used in different ways. For example, instead of trying to remember the rule that explains why the word forbid doubles the D in its past participle, forbidden, whilst the word happen doesn't double its N, it is perhaps better to note the behaviour of each individual word, accept its peculiarities without too much question, and remember them and practice using them. This way of learning can be used for language study in general, i.e. note and copy, without worrying too much about the reasons behind everything. This is, in fact, how some people are able to pick up a language in a matter of a few weeks. Sometimes, however, a rule which is very clear and easy to remember can help in the learning of the language. For example, with a word of one syllable which ends in a single vowel and a single consonant, the consonant is usually doubled when we add a suffix beginning with a vowel. For example, big, bigger, hit, hitting, sun, sunny, etc. When do we usually double a consonant?
We usually double a consonant with a word of one syllable which ends in a single vowel and a single consonant.
Give me 3 examples, please.
Sad, sadder. Glad, gladden. Run, running.
When we speak about the driving of a car, what's the opposite of to slow down?
When we speak about the driving of a car, the opposite of to slow down is to gather speed.
Either of them. Neither of them. Equally. Notice the way in which we can answer the following. Which of these books do you want? Either of them, it does not matter, as they are both equally interesting. Or, neither of them, as they are both very boring. If I ask you which of two things you want, and the choice is of no importance to you, what do you reply?
If you ask me which of two things I want, and the choice is of no importance to me, I reply, either of them.
And if you were not interested in either of the two things, what would you reply?
If I were not interested in either of the two things, I'd reply, neither of them.
Next. Who's sitting next to you? When shall we see each other next? Object. What do you think is the object of learning a foreign language? Pad. Cotton. Cotton wool. Absorb. When we cut ourselves, why do we put a pad of cotton wool over the cut?
When we cut ourselves, we put a pad of cotton wool over the cut to absorb the blood and to cover and protect the wound.
Is this chair padded? Reach out. What am I doing?
You're reaching out for me to give you something.
Scale. Thermometer. What do we mean by the scale on a thermometer?
By the scale on a thermometer, we mean the marks on it showing the degrees of temperature.
What do we mean when we say that a map is drawn to a scale of 1 inch to a mile?
When we say that a map is drawn to a scale of 1 inch to a mile, we mean that an inch on the map represents a mile of actual land.
Unfinished sentences ending with to. Continuation. Sometimes we leave a sentence unfinished, ending it with the word to. For example, I did not want to tell him, but I had to. The continuation of the sentence would have been, had to tell him. Give me an example of an unfinished sentence ending with to, please.
He said I could go if I wanted to.
Finish this sentence, please. I don't want to do it, but I suppose I ought to.
Do it.
Take hold of. Take by surprise. Take a bath. Chance. By chance. Why do people take hold of something when they suddenly become afraid?
People take hold of something when they suddenly become afraid in order to give them strength and support and to steady themselves.
What do people often do when they are taken by surprise?
People often jump when they are taken by surprise.
How often do you suppose the average person takes a bath? Some other uses of take are take a holiday, take a house for a year, take a degree, take an exam, etc. What do we mean when we say we give someone a second chance?
When we say we give someone a second chance, we mean they have failed at something or done something wrong, and we are going to give them the chance to do it better.
Why do people these days have a much greater chance of living to a much greater age than they did in the old days?
People these days have a much greater chance of living to a much greater age than they did in the old days because life today is easier and more comfortable, and modern medicine has improved a lot in recent times.
Which of the most important events of your life have happened to you by chance? Temptation. Do you ever get the temptation to do something very strange? For example, to shout something out when everyone in a room is very silent. View. What kind of view would you like to have from your bedroom window? Hide. Hid. Hidden. Where'd be the best place to hide from the police in this building? Liar. Who's the biggest liar you've ever met? Detail. When someone gives you an account of a film he has seen or of something that's happened to him, do you like him to give you all the small details as well? Idiom 31. Get one down equals make one tired and unhappy. For example, with all the noise and everyone getting angry, it just gets you down after a time. What does the idiom get one down mean?
The idiom get one down means to make one tired and unhappy.
Give me an example, please.
He had to stop work because the problems and difficulties of the job got him down after a time.
Corner.